That was Blue Monday by New Order, and that concludes the stormy weather for tonight. Next up is Don Juan's Love Hour.
I can't get enough of that song. That is Brother to Brother by Gino Vannelli, and you're listening to the Don Juan Love Hour. Guess what? My name is Don Juan. This is episode 11. This is going to be the third episode of the semester. I hope you guys are having a wonderful Friday evening. It's going to be a cold Friday night. It's going to be a very romantic week. It's Valentine's Day. I mean, it's Valentine's week. A lot of people are getting shacked up with someone. I hope you all are. We're going to just have a very fast jazz sort of hour. We're going to end it off with a very long song, so you guys lighten up. Before that, a little promotion. Pinky Hall. Tune into Pinky Hall. You'll hear tender little ditties that will lighten your heart, sharpen the mind, and embolden the spirit Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Also, Courts in Session. Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Laurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists, Thursdays at 8 p.m. and re-airing Sunday nights at 11 p.m. only on WRCT. I know that guy. He's amazing. That guy's a really good guy, Eric Jackson Laurie. We're going to speed it up with Opus by McCoy Tyner. Don't touch that dial. That was McCoy Tyner's Opus. What a wonderful tune. That's a very long song, but I hope you guys enjoy it. Real quick, we just want to give a little PSA. Most party fouls, let's face it, are pretty dumb. Sometimes they land you an unfortunate nickname, a nasty bruise, or make you the star of a few embarrassing social media posts. But the damage usually ends there. Underage drinking and driving, however, is party foul with real consequences. Get busted and you could pay fines, do community services, and lose your license. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and WRCT. Kids, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime. My message to you. Also, high blood pressure. Have you been putting your heart under too much pressure lately? Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and your heart can quit whenever it wants. But when it quits, you quit. Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Do the minimum to control your high blood pressure. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help getting your blood pressure to a healthy range, text PRESSURE, that's PRESSURE, PRESSURE, to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association and the American Stroke Association, as well as us, WRCT 88.3 Pittsburgh. We're going to keep it the same tempo. We're going to play Los Conquistadores Chocolates by Johnny Hammond Smith. This is going to be a lovely song. Hope you guys enjoy. Stay tuned.
Niño, vente conmigo. Escúchame. Te cuento una cosa. De unos hombres. Ay, estos hombres. Eran hombres bravos, llegaban de África, con la fuerza y la belleza. Ay, fijo, conquistaban la ignorancia y la bestia en la humanidad. Daban al mundo la luz y el fe, y también el Dios cósmico. Los llamamos los conquistadores chocolates. We'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed that song. That was Los Conquistadores Chocolates, the Chocolate Conquerors. Next up, we're going to have a little request. Thank you to Jake, who just called in to request a song. This is XTC's Melt the Guns from their album English Settlement. Take it away.
Start prompting me, 'cause we live.
That was Melt the Guns by XTC. Thank you to Jake for recommending that song. That song, for some reason, reminded me of There Won't Be Many Coming Home, so that's what we're going to play next. This is Roy Orbison's There Won't Be Many Coming Home.
Listen, all you people, try and understand. You may be a soldier, woman, child, or man, but there won't be many coming home. No, there won't be many coming home. Oh, there won't be many, maybe 10 out of 20, but there won't be many coming home. Now the old folks will remember on that dark and dismal day how their hearts were choked with pride as their children marched away. Now the glory is all gone, they are left alone, and there won't be many coming home. No, there won't be many coming home. At the soldier coming at you through the haze, he may be the younger brother who ran away. And before you kill another, listen to what I say.
The man, there won't be many coming home. I believe that song was about the Vietnam War. Rest in peace to all the lost souls out there. I remember hearing that in the movie The Hateful Eight by Quentin Tarantino. I think that movie came out in 2015. It's a great movie. It ends with that song for the outro. Speaking of movies, WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beers in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. We're going to just continue trucking along here with the Don Juan Love Hour here on WRCT 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh.
Myself, I'm a man of wealth and All right. you cry no more.
Storming sea of moving
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. Welcome back to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chames. Tonight we have a program about Silvia Telles, a bossa nova singer and composer of the 1950s and 60s. She is considered one of the major artists of bossa nova and MPB. Most of her original recordings are now out of print, although occasional compilations are released. She is from São Paulo, was born in 1934. Her mother actually was born in Paris, and her father connected to classical music. She actually wanted to be a ballerina, but started singing and playing the piano. In 1954, she met her first boyfriend, called João Gilberto. Yes, that is the guy who 4 years later would himself bring a revolution.